Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 21, 2023, Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent. It is taken from John chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the sheep gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In this lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now the day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our Gospel today. Perhaps we can reflect on 2 points. First, the man was waiting for his turn to get healed by dipping into the pool first, ahead of the others, because that was the belief. Whoever gets first into the pool, called in Hebrew Bethesda, he will be cured. But he had been there waiting for his turn for 38 years. He could not do it because his effort, his best effort, could not make him the first. He was sick and could not bring himself first until or unless somebody helps him. In the end, he had to realize that the best human effort could not do him well until Jesus came, who healed him not only from his physical infirmity, but in fact healed him from his sins, gave him faith to proclaim it was Jesus who healed him. He listened to Jesus who told him, "You are well now, do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you. The second point is about the Sabbath. Because people, led by the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who rather would want him remain ill for years, rather than go against the law of the Sabbath. But of course, there is hypocrisy in here. Because the truth is, the law does not save. The law does not make a man well. And contrary to their belief, the law does not make one a bit closer to God. It can only happen when, like Matthew says in chapter 5 of the Gospel, when you see the law in Jesus, who came not to delete or abrogate the law, but to fulfill it. When we see the law as Jesus, who is the only one who can fulfill it, then we will understand that saving the life of a sick man, even on a Sabbath, is not violative of the law, but rather one that gives life, light instead of darkness, freedom instead of slavery, grace instead of sin, salvation instead of condemnation.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.